The Weaving Contest. Apollo's sun rose bright and warm one morning over Myonia in Lydia, a town revered for its textiles. Merchants loved this place as it was easy to find master weavers and was one of the few places renowned for their use of rich and deep purples, the color of the divine. It was said that Athena, goddess of wisdom and the arts, smiled upon this place. Among these masters, there were none more talented than a young woman named Arachne. Her father had come here long ago, and where he had been humble, her skill at the loom made her bold. Arachne spent every morning walking through the marketplace, looking at the day's textiles, searching for something to make her pause. But nothing ever did. Finely woven as it all was, it was all beneath her. Her gifts were so astonishing that the weavers and merchants who saw her walk by would lower their heads so they would not catch her disapproving eye. And after strolling the markets, she would return to her workshop to display her dexterity, often picking up travelers who journeyed simply to see her and her work. By the time she had finished her morning weaving on that particular morning, Apollo's golden sun was high and hot overhead. Arachne shrugged off the midday heat and walked down to the nearby river where she bathed in the cool water. She enjoyed the silence broken by birdsong for a time until a beautiful sound danced across the fields. Curious of its source, she finished bathing and stepped onto the warm earth. She followed the music over a small hill and to a well-plowed field where she spotted two satyrs and a small army of naiads.